Welcome to another chapter of Family Fiction's Christian Fiction Bookshelf Podcast, where we give you a deeper look into your favorite Christian authors and the inspirations, research, and methodology that goes into writing the books you love to read. Here's your host, Jamie Vaughn.
Hello, everyone. I'm Jamie Vaughn with Family Fiction's Christian Fiction Bookshelf Podcast. On today's Christian Fiction Bookshelf Podcast, brought to you by Revell, a division of Baker Publishing Group, we have Autumn Lytle with her brand new book that's out now called All That Fills Us. Hi, Autumn. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I am doing great. I'm so excited about this book. I think that this topic is something that we don't talk a lot about in the faith world. And I think it's really important, especially for young women, to hear about. So go ahead and tell our viewers what your new book, All That Fills Us, is about.
Of course. Yeah. So All That Fills Us is about a young woman named Mel. She is post-college, about a few years out of college, and she's kind of hit a breaking point. She has no money, no prospects, and she feels abandoned by everyone. She feels like her life's going nowhere. Mm-hmm. She also is deeply struggling with anorexia and an exercise obsession. So as a last-ditch effort to make something of her life, she decides on a whim to walk from Grand Rapids, Michigan to Mount Rainier, Washington as her own makeshift through hike. And on the way, she meets strangers who help her, and she kind of has to confront the people in her life that have abandoned her up to that point. So it's about finding self-worth and finding our stories in God. That's pretty much it.
So where did the inspiration, or not even the inspiration, but the experience to write this book come from?
Well, I knew I needed to write about something very personal for my first book. I struggled with anorexia as well when I was younger. Mine wasn't quite as, dramatic and cinematic walking across the country while I was struggling with an eating disorder. Right. I was also 12, so it probably wouldn't have been a great idea, even worse of an idea. But I wanted to portray the healing process of an eating disorder in as physical a way as possible, because mm-hmm. Novels about recovering from any mental illness can be kind of dull at times, just because the character's so wrapped up in their self. And it's very hard for a plot to progress, because it's just like they're all in their heads. They're eating, their disorder's consuming their life pretty much. So I wanted to force her out of her everyday life and give readers a physical representation of the healing journey and all its missteps and how it's really not that glamorous and it's not pretty at all. And it takes a long time and it feels like you're not making forward progress a lot of the time. Mm-hmm. But in the end, you are reaching a much greater goal. So that's where I kind of got the idea of mixing in a through hike with talking about a very, personal subject to me. And I definitely wanted to write it in first person just so I didn't really know what other way to write this book, since all the thoughts in there are very familiar to me. So Mel's experience might not be mine, but her thoughts are very much things that I've struggled with.
Completely understand. So as somebody who's going to sit down and read this book, what do you hope is that message that we take away from Mel's story?
I hope people feel like they're not alone, no matter if they're just struggling with issues of self-worth, even if they've never had an eating disorder, never struggled with body image issues. I think Mel's struggle to finding self-worth and feeling that her story matters is something we all struggle with, especially people post-college, when we've kind of been told for the past 4+ years that, we're going to be great and we're going to do something that really matters in the world. And when you're just kind of stuck in an everyman's job and life didn't really turn out the way you expected it to. So I hope people can see, that they're not alone in those feelings. And even your darkest thoughts, like your story is still worthy of redemption. Your story is still worthy of love. Mm-hmm. And no matter how far you've fallen, it's totally possible to redeem yourself and to get back up. And the most important place is just to be honest with yourself in starting out. And, people will help you along the way if you let them.
So, very much so. I think sometimes we think that we have to have all the answers and prove that we can do it ourselves, and that we don't realize that God is actually wanting us to reach out to our fellow man to for that help, you know, that we have these brothers and sisters around us that are there for a reason.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's what the one thing I really, it was kind of an unexpected side effect of the book, you know, doing a through hike is such a personal, you know, it's something very personal you embark on. It's usually a solo mission, but all her healing really comes from through other people that she finds on the road. You know, it's not through independence, it's through interdependence that she finds out there. And so I think it's kind of, you know, it's kind of ironic that she sets out on this solo journey, but, you know, she refines herself, she rediscovers herself through all the strangers she meets along the way. And I think that's a lot of what recovery looks like too. You want to be strong, you want to be able to solve this by yourself, but, you know, recovery only comes when you allow other people in to let them show you how they see you, because your vision of yourself is so clouded at that point. So it's important to really open up and let people in and let their love for you kind of propel you until you have enough love for yourself again.
Okay, well, that leads me to my next question. You kind of teed that up perfectly. So she goes on this physical journey, but also ends up taking that emotional journey. How do you see those paralleling?
Oh yeah. So the emotional journey and the physical journey, it's really interesting because she sets out completely unprepared for both of those. I mean, she spent like an hour planning this trip and then she set out within no time at all. So she is a complete train wreck, you know, at the beginning. And you'll hear stories of through hikers too. Any through hiker you ask, no matter how trained they are, the first few weeks out there is like a breaking point for a lot of people. You know, it's a make or break. If you survive the first few weeks, you're going to be out there for the long haul. But it's just like getting used to always being outside in the elements, you know, carrying everything you own on your back and being away from friends and family. So she has to overcome that, as well as like, she has to get to a place where she's not completely starving herself or she's just not going to make it. So it's like the trail that she's on forces her to recover a bit physically. You know, she has to eat, she has to take breaks, or she just won't make it. Mm-hmm. And so those physical limitations on her body, you know, force her to stop and also think of the emotional spot she's in. Mm-hmm. And so as she goes on and she can, like, she takes better care of herself, you know, she gets more physically fit for the trail, she also becomes more emotionally fit too. So it's a cool journey. And I know that's what many hikers experience too. They've just, you know, they get in their groove, and I think that's what happens with Mel as well.
Yeah. Have you ever gone on a hike like that before?
I have not. I've had my best friend, she'd hiked the whole Appalachian Trail last year. I do marathons, but, you know, the whole time I'm thinking about what I'm going to eat afterwards. Yeah. So I like, you know, having a bed to return to at the end of the day and a hot meal. I don't know if that would be for me, but
yeah. Well, major props to your best friend for doing that. I've been at the bottom of the Appalachian Trail and just stood there and watched the people go on by. And I'm like, oh,
that
my
sounds fun.
And I'm like, I'm just going to go to the restaurant that's right here. And
yeah. So, that sounds like way more fun.
Yeah, way more fun. And it's a pretty review. So, but okay. Now, you said that this is your very first book. So what's next for you?
Well, it was just a one book contract. So I'm hoping somebody will, you know, want to publish more for me. I'm working on a story right now about my mom when she was about like going into college. She got pregnant with me her first year of college, and her and my dad did not get along at all. And her family responded really badly to the pregnancy and pretty much kicked her out. And my dad's family, who she had never met before and was of this, you know, Christian religion that she had not grown up with, completely accepted her and welcomed her in. And it was like, it was kind of like the reverse of what you think of nowadays, you know, like usually it's the more like secular family who's like, oh, pregnant, you know, out of wedlock, you know, it's not a big deal. But in her case, it was completely different, and it completely, you know, radicalized her life and changed her life. And it started her on this amazing journey to find God. And I thought it was a really fascinating story. The more I hear about it, you know, growing up, like you kind of hear bits and pieces, but then now that I'm an adult, I'm like, what really happened there? And it's just been so fascinating to hear it. So I'm trying to put it in novel form, you know, if that ever works out, but it's been a really fun project to work on.
Oh, I would absolutely read that book in a heartbeat. So Revel, if you're listening, we need a new contract for 3 books.
That would be great.
Yes, absolutely. Well, I'm so excited to see what God has put in front of you, to see this path that has opened up for you. And I really can't wait to see what's next. I really do think that you've got, especially with this new story that you're hoping to find, you're going to find a home for it. And everyone, go now to your local Christian bookstore or wherever you find books, but shop local if you can, and pick up All That Fills Us by Autumn Lytle. And have a great day. And this was the latest episode of the Christian Fiction Bookshelf Podcast. Make sure to hit the subscribe button so you don't miss another chapter.
Thanks for listening to Family Fiction's Christian Fiction Bookshelf Podcast. Stay up to date on all things Christian fiction at familyfiction.com. Christian Fiction Bookshelf is produced by Ross Kluver, hosted by Jamie Vaughn, and edited by Brandon Woolham. Subscribe today wherever you listen to podcasts so you'll never miss a chapter.